Hello and welcome to Start Sit Cut, our beginning of the week mini episode. I'm your host, Knox McCoy, and joining me as always, he just got his 50th Formula One win. It's Jason Waterfalls. Congrats, buddy. I'm proud of you.
Oh my gosh. I don't think you understand how this is such an inappropriate introduction.
Why?
Because Charles Leclerc was disqualified from the race.
Okay. As he should have been, allegedly, I think.
Are you hurt? And you want to...
You know what? I've full transparency here. Two things. Number one, didn't watch a lot of sports this weekend because I had fatherly lacrosse tournament duties in Charlotte, North Carolina. Secondly, I just feel like I'm not saying this. Some people have said that maybe you felt like a little sensitive or easily triggered with some of the football stuff happening. So I was like, I want, sometimes you got to raise your risk profile in these introductions. Sometimes you got to lower them. I wanted one right down the middle. I wanted fastball 90, 91, no movement, right down the middle. And I just wanted you to like put your hips into it. Boom. Left field. Home run.
Do you know where the race was this weekend?
Austin, I believe, is my best guess.
I can't tell if you were looking at a screen or you pulled it.
I was looking at a screen. I'm looking at
Yes, it was in Austin, Texas, Circuits of the Americas, CODA, if you will.
Yeah.
Charles Leclerc got pole in qualifying, and then immediately was no longer in first place when the race started. And shenanigans happened on Saturday during the sprint shootout and sprint race. And then there was not enough wood left on the bottom of Charles and Lewis Hamilton's cars at the end of the main race on Sunday, the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And they were both disqualified from the race.
Are you alleging that there's some sneaky stuff happening, or was it just like bad luck? Like, what are we talking about here?
I think it was bad luck because there's two cars from two different teams.
Yeah.
But I don't really think there's bad luck in anything in Formula One, so maybe it wasn't great. But did you know that there's a piece of wood on the bottom of every F1 car?
That was going to be my second question, was like, did the person say, hey, you don't have enough wood, disqualified? Because that's kind of
that is what they said.
Wow.
Yeah. After the race.
I do have some issues with that because
you can't check it before the race. It's hard to know if there's still wood there before the race.
We're innovating right now, and I know F1 is new-ish to me, so it must be new to everybody. But what if, like baseball, we have seventh inning stretch? What if at a certain lap we have the wood check?
I like that. Wood. Where are we at?
Yeah, wood status.
You can also get a penalty for not having enough gas left, but you don't fill up gas during the race.
Okay, now I'm gonna tell you right now. This is why Ashley McCoy will never be an F1 driver, because she would get that double penalty, triple penalty, quadruple penalty every single lap. They'd be like, "Ma'am, why do you never have gas in your gas tank?" And she would just shrug and look pretty, and that's how she gets away with that every single time. But I'm proud of you, man. I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for Logan Sargeant, the American driver, got the first American points or driver points by an American driver in like 30 years or something like that. So,
well, man, that was going to be my start for this episode.
Oh, sorry.
You already said it, so I won't talk about it now since you so eloquently covered it. But
do you want to cut? Do you want to take a 7-inning stretch?
No, you know what? Let it cook.
Check your wood and try to find another one.
Nope. Let's leave the. I want to be adamant here. Leave the check your wood. Wood check. I don't know. There's something there. We'll figure it out. Maybe people in the comments can help us out.
Please don't.
Let us know. Let us know, man. Jason, how are you doing? Briefly, very quickly, how was your weekend?
I was working on my little deck this weekend, so I had little deck energy.
Mm-hmm.
Played some pickleball, ordered a new pickleball paddle. So that's on the way here. It's just great, active weekend. My body is exhausted. What about yourself?
Same but different. My body is exhausted, but it was a lot of standing around watching lacrosse. So I didn't really earn it. Didn't really do anything special. Two things. You mentioned several moments ago, and I didn't follow up, that you don't believe in luck in F1. Do you believe in luck in life? Or do you not believe in luck at any point in life?
I think you make your own luck. And in F1, it's so regulated and so controlled that, if that happened, they probably know why it happened, and then we're just hoping that it wasn't going to get caught or wouldn't be as bad.
Sure.
It's not typically just like, oh, we have no idea how this car went faster and broke one of the rules. And in life, I'd say that's kind of the case. You make your own luck. You put yourself in positions to succeed, and you put yourself in positions to have good things happen. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
Okay. So you don't believe in luck at all, basically, is what I'm hearing.
No, like, you got to have
a hard stance. Hard stance.
No, yes or no. Yes, I believe in luck.
This is your Lee Corso moment, and you have to put on a mascot head.
I'm out.
God, I knew that would trigger you. I knew it would trigger you.
It's not 100%. Okay. Oh, we don't have to do this every week, but it's just not okay.
We might need to do like a Lee Corso scale for you and be like, how okay was the Lee Corso segment on game day?
I liked when he's the IU coach.
Yeah. That was it? That was where you left it?
Yep.
Oh, the pickleball paddle. Has the market developed where it's like, this one will get you elite spin rates? Or is it just like, no, it's just a new pickleball paddle?
My son, that I was playing with on Saturday, he told me, stop doing the spin shot. I already have elite spin, so I'm hoping, like, and I've got like the starter set where it's just like a piece of probably plywood that has paint on it. Now I'm going to get like the hollow one that the good people play with.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it increases spin, but I have no idea how that works in the pickleball realm. But I told him, look, buddy, you never tell your opponent to stop doing something.
Right.
Because now they know that you hate it.
Now I'm doing it 100% of the time because I know it makes you uncomfortable.
That's right. And that's what happened. And he got mad.
And just so you know, young junior waterfalls, after the age of 40 and beyond, that's the spin move is the only thing we think about at all times. It's not longer a power game, you know?
It's not. It's not a speed game. I can tell you that right now.
Nope. It's just elite spinage. That's all that is all the time.
The main thing is don't fall down. Don't have a pickle fall.
Wow. Shots fired, Aaron. Hope you're listening. Hope you're doing okay. Hope your wrists are all right. I would ask for your response, but you can't type. So just let us know when you see us. I only say that because we're recording with her later today. So we can ask care to comment.
Of course, that
issue. Okay. Let's start with the starts for this week. Can I give you my start first?
Please.
Because I alluded to it. I was watching lacrosse this weekend in Charlotte, which, you know, I don't have a lot there for watching lacrosse, but I will say on the trip there, we drove through the Smoky Mountains, you know, at night. So that was tough because, like, this is a start. If I had to cut something, I would cut making the team that has to drive 5 hours play the first game on Saturday at 8 a.m. That's not cool. You know, that's just like a giant middle finger to us. So I'm not a big fan of that, which meant we had to drive Friday night. So we didn't really see the landscape, but driving home yesterday on I-40, and we're in fall. Literally, like, all the trees are changing. Like, it's the most beautiful thing ever. I highly recommend anybody drive through the Smoky Mountains, drive through North Carolina into East Tennessee. I defy anyone to find like a better, more beautiful landscape at this point in the season. It's just undefeated.
Are we becoming nature guys? I love nature.
I might, dude. You're driving through like caverns at one point, and I'm like, we're so small and stupid and insignificant. Look at these beautiful caves. And my son's like, hey, are you okay? And I'm like, hey, I need you to leave me alone. And just like, I'm taking in this beauty right now. And also, you know, we were trying to find a witch, which was part of the deal too. So like that got complicated in the moment.
You're driving through the beautiful mountains in the fall. And your current course is to find a witch?
It wasn't like the priority.
It sounded like it was.
Once we got closer, because when you're in the Smoky Mountains, there's not a witch in the Smoky Mountains. Okay, I'm just going to tell you that right now. I'm not trying to mountainsplain you, but there was not a witch. So I knew that. So I was like, this is not a time to be obsessed with witch. This is a time to like embrace the beauty around me. Once we got through the Smoky Mountain National Forest, I knew there was going to be a witch in Knoxville, probably. So it was kind of like, that's the destination, but I'm on the journey right now. Does that make sense?
This came up when we were together. What is your obsession with witch? Like, it's good. Bro, it's good.
It's great. It's great.
It's great.
It's right down your order.
It's a great sandwich.
You hand it to a person, and they have French fries. It's the French fries. That's what it is. It's French fries and sandwich. My two favorite things. I will tell you, we found a witch in Charlotte after his triple header, and we were both so excited because we love witch. We walk in, place an order. We're so excited. This is gonna be the best day ever. We're gonna go back, watch Tennessee, Alabama. The last thing the woman said before she took my card, she goes, "Oh, by the way, we don't have French fries at this location," and I just got to tell you that all the momentum, all the air went out of the room. My son and I just looked at each other and she was like, is that okay? And I was like, it's not okay. Please stop talking to me right now. And we still got the sandwich, and the sandwich was good, but we didn't have the fries. So that's why we felt like a second
chips?
Trip was warranted. No, I was like, I'm not eating your
okay,
dirty chips.
Okay,
why do you even have chips here?
Dirty chips. I'm glad you said that's why the second trip was warranted, because me and everyone listening was about to just double down on the fact that you went to Witch in Charlotte.
Yeah.
And then you wanted to go to Witch leaving Charlotte.
Yeah, and I would respond to you and all your Victorian puritanical zealots. Maybe I like Witch, and maybe we don't get a lot of Witch around here, so maybe we're going to go twice in 2 days. What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying, I don't know anybody that loves Witch, even close to the amount that you love Witch.
Don't care. Don't need you to. I'm the standard bearer for all the people.
You know what? I've officially made Witch a free sponsor. Free sponsor alert.
I'm so excited, but only the ones that have fries. The ones that don't have fries, you can go to hell and die. Because why are you even around? What's the point here?
New sponsorship opportunity. We only like parts of certain things. Like we don't like
that.
We don't like the small Ruffles bag. There's not enough chips in there.
There's not.
We are the regular size, which nobody buys that, or the family size plus. That's the Ruffles that sponsor this show with French onion.
I like
dip.
It. I like
but
it.
We are officially a Witch podcast
with fries. Only with fries.
With fries. Because you get to write on the bag. You get to write what you want. I love that.
And can we also be a podcast that is trying to cancel Witch with the locations that don't have fries?
Oh, yeah. It's like we're for some of them, and we are adamantly against the others.
You know, I kind of want to make a fight on site list, you know?
I like that.
Cork board where Dabo, he's on there. Witch with no fries, now you're on there. You're fight on site. And you can talk to us later about getting off this board, but you're on it right now.
Let's make this list.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down. I have another start though. In one of our games, it was our last game, our consolation game on Sunday. We were playing a team, and I want to start the move that anytime you are doing anything, and you say something like trash talk, and you follow it up with "oh," it's undefeated. You can't win. You can't beat that. It's like the brotherly shove of trash talk.
Do you know anybody that does that?
Yes. This child that I watched on Sunday. You're trying to make this about me. That's not.
Is that child your child?
No, I wish. It was this child who, frankly.
You just described a move that you pull all the time.
I haven't seen it in youth sports to this level yet, which is why I was so flabbergasted. And I think the contrast, the reason it was so striking was because, you know, this is a 2027 and under kind of league, right? So we're all kind of freshmen in high school. Okay.
That's who's playing. Graduation year. I was like, what does that even mean?
I know. It's weird how they start to like change the numbers in different sports. But this is all freshmen in high school. This child, all due respect, hasn't gone through puberty. Not a big deal. That's fine. His body, his choice, different speeds, different seasons, all that stuff. But the move to that, for that to have not happened, but him also being the one talking the wildest trash.
That's why you have to.
It was like something, you know, have you ever been to one of those games? It's almost like a Rucker Park game where they give someone a microphone and they're just like live commenting on the whole thing.
That was happening?
It felt like. He didn't have a microphone. He was just so loud.
No, I know. But he was like, he was talking that much.
In the first half, and his prepubescent voice was so shrill and cutting through all the other noise, and it was like 8:50 in the morning, but like he would be like, 99, what happened to your stick? Oh! And it makes, I wanted to also yell because it makes you want to yell with it.
So good.
It's just the most undefeated. If you're teaching, like if you're the parent of a child who wants to play sports and you know, like they're probably not going to be like good or elite, the next best thing is to be the trash talker. And this is one of the skills to teach them. One of the fundamentals is like follow it up with a, oh, and everyone else will do that. And it'll sound like the most electric thing ever.
I love that so freaking much.
All right. What are you starting this week?
Different, a little bit of a vibe change here. I'd say I'm going to start Taylor and Britney's relationship. Taylor Swift and Britney Mahomes is.
Why are you doing this? I started nice. I was like fastball down the middle. I was talking about the mountains and Witch. I was being vulnerable.
I've just been waiting. No, you know, I was thinking about not using this, and then you brought up F1 in a time that Charles Leclerc got disqualified. So I'm gonna double down. I think love is real. To be very clear with Taylor and Travis, and I think that everybody that was it's a scam and all this stuff. I think everybody's calmed down because now they know it's real. I'm gonna start them and their secret handshake. And Jackson was in the box.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I need to, somebody's got to get fired on Taylor's team.
That's exactly what I'm actually starting. I need to start this ending as soon as possible.
She's like, as soon as this Eras tour thing is out of theaters, I'm gonna leave like a cartoon hole in the wall of my cutout. I'm not staying here any longer. This is ridiculous.
You really still believe that her and Travis is not real at all? Is that correct?
You know what? You know where I've gotten to? I've gotten to the Zen Buddhist part of like, don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
I know you don't care, but I want to keep checking in every once in a while, because when you switch to it is true love, it doesn't have to last forever. But I want to be able to know when you make that switch.
So you want the timestamp of like, I'm seeing the light. This is actually the real deal.
That's correct.
The only thing I'll allow, and I think we talked about this was all orchestrated and organized and strategic, but then they fell in love.
That's fine.
Then they actually fell in love.
That's fine.
That's the only thing I'll allow. I'll allow for that.
And I'm allowing you to allow that, but I need to know when you're there, okay?
Okay.
But I'm not doing Taylor Swift watch the entire time. I just think they make a cute couple. I know I'm crazy, blah, 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 but I do not like the Brittany Mahomes double down. I'm so sorry to talk S word about a very specific person, but I just think that those are two very different people. Taylor Swift, they're very different people,
and it's okay to not like somebody. That's okay. You have permission to do that in the world as people. We have permission to do that. She's not my cup of tea, so I'm not going to beat a dead horse. I think, Your Honor, I would like to cross examine, and I would like to answer your question with a question and be. And let me start off with saying, how do you feel about the Kelsey's mom? Do you like her? Do you think she's
of course
decent?
So is her name
you
Deb?
Think she's a
Deb and Ed?
Yeah. You think she's a reasonable character witness? You know?
Yes. I don't think you've ever done a better job of lawyering. I'm so nervous right now. I think you're trapping.
No, I'm just trying to build a baseline of like. So you think she's a trustworthy person, right?
I do. Yeah.
So what are you then to make of her Today Show appearance, where tepid is the word I will use when she was describing to Hoda. This is all, I don't know. I think I read about this. I didn't actually watch the clip. Okay. I think she talked to Hoda. I don't actually know. I think Jen, this is the thing with the Today Show. Do you know how long the Today Show goes on? It's like 6 hours. They have like 15 hosts. I never know who's in, when, what are we talking about? There was that couple that was hooking up. Are they part of the Today Show? They got fired. I don't know. Like, are they going to do their own Today Show? It's just the Today Show is the voice of morning TV. I know it's there. I have no idea how it works. And I don't know that it's actually real, you know?
I'm so glad that in my start, you have a Today Show rant. I did not expect this coming on a Monday morning. I love it.
I mean, have
your passions, bro. Nothing wrong with that.
There's just so much morning TV. There's Kelly Clarkson. There's Dave and Kelly, who just are so horny for each other all the time.
Who's Dave and Kelly?
Dave Consuelos and Kelly Riva, dog. Like, come on. You sound like a pedestrian right now.
Mark Get on my Consuelos?
Level. Oh, bro. My bad. Does he not look like a Dave?
No.
He looks like a Dave.
I mean, I guess, but... I was like, who's David? Honestly, for me, I was not trying to call you out because I didn't know who you were talking about. I thought there was a third Kelly situation.
There's three Kellys. There's like the
Clarkson
Jimmys.
Clarkson, Ripa, and whoever Dave and Kelly is.
Man, turns out I'm the pedestrian. My apologies. Hand up. That's my bad.
All good.
Anyways, the Kelsey mom just seems like a little like, I don't know about this. And I think she's the canary in a coal mine. You know what I mean?
I think that might just be how she is, bro. I mean, like, have you seen the soup commercials? It's not like she's going to be winning any Oscars soon.
Wow. Because a few seconds ago, you're like, she's great. I love her. She's so good.
She is great
as
a person. But that's
dicey.
Why she's real. She can't do these.
You're like, should we cancel Mrs. Kelsey? I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Just pick a lane is what I'm asking. Just pick a lane, you know?
The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this, directly from the business leaders, and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
Sitting. What are we? I'm going to sit this week. I'm going to make this quick. I'm sitting Ohio State, comma, and all the people sleeping on Ohio State. Because
don't do this. No, absolutely not.
I've been doing it. So this is not the first time. They beat Penn State. And you know what was impressive about that win? They boa constricted them, you know? They were just like bear hug, sleeper hold. You know, go to sleep, you big baby. James Franklin, go to sleep, you big dumb baby. Go to sleep, Drew. Alar or Al or however your weird last name is, go to sleep, all of you. I'm taking you to the ground slowly. Wasn't sexy, wasn't interesting, but they got the win. They got a win against a tough Penn State team. They got the win against a Notre Dame team. They're playing pretty well, and I'm tripling down. They're going to be Michigan. I've never felt more confident about it in my life.
Okay, tattoo bet. This is the coldest take you've ever had, and it's gonna be so untrue that you're gonna be apologizing to me, to James Franklin, to Jim.
I'll never apologize to James Franklin ever. ever.
I do appreciate that the James Franklin hate is back, because there was some respect for a little while with you and James.
Yeah,
and I appreciated that. I did it. It showed me that you have an open mind.
Yeah, but I do.
As soon as I saw that the end of that game or that score, I was like, yeah, he's gonna punt James Franklin back into oblivion.
Come on, dog. This is the whole thing. I will apologize to Dave Consuelos before I apologize to James Franklin. That guy doesn't even exist. Checkmate.
What if his real first name is David and his middle name's Mark? And like he just goes by Mark.
Can I be honest with you? This wasn't just like my brain was thinking one thing and it said another. I thought his name was Dave. He looks like a Dave. That person is a Dave to me. I can't believe that he's Mark Consuelos. Unbelievable.
I mean, there's a reason that I know his name is Mark, but I will tell you this.
Why? I don't understand why.
I will tell you this. He does not look like a Dave. I didn't want to do a whole bit here. I was going to keep it moving, but he does not look like a Dave at all.
See, you're making me try to diss on different names, and I don't want to do that because I'm trying to be a cool guy. I'm trying to be a nice guy, you know? So I don't want to do that. I'm just saying he does look like, man, his middle name's Andrew. What? Mark Andrew Consuelos? That is not cool.
Mac.
He's 52. He is 52 years old. There's no way he should look like
that. Not on the outside. 52. You know what I mean?
Why did Mark Consuelos leave Notre Dame? I gotta read that. Okay. He quit Notre Dame to go to Tampa and graduated from the University of Florida. Wow. What a story. I mean,
was he playing safety at Notre Dame? What do you mean, quit Notre Dame?
People also ask on Google. I'm just telling
you. Do we have a transfer portal for students that just go to a different school?
Ooh. What's the hook, though? Why do I care? You know,
like, because I want to know that Mark, don't call me Dave Consuelos.
You almost called him Dave, didn't you? You didn't, but I wanted you to.
I want to know that he transferred because he had an NIL deal in Tampa or something like that.
Did you just almost say NAIA deal? That wouldn't pay very well.
Thinking about NAIA, yeah.
I'm going to have to do it. Let me make a note here. I'm going to make a poll. Does Dave Consuelos look like he should be named Dave Consuelos?
No, that's the most biased question. You need to ask. No, the poll just needs to be, what should this man's name be?
And Dave or David.
And put Enrique in there.
Enrique, that's more viable than Mark. Ah, I'm so mad.
All right, tattoo bet. It's official then.
I don't even know if I'm going to do that. I'm going like, this might be a 4-digit bet. This might be the first 4-digit bet of my life.
You're crazy.
Can I just break it down for a second? Here's why I feel confident. For all the reasons, I feel like there's a gritty Ohio State team. They've earned it.
They're not gritty. They've earned it. They barely beat. They almost lost to Notre Dame, who is has a couple of Notre Dame losses on their record this season.
So is that a good win or a bad win?
Hard to tell at this point.
I know.
And
right?
they barely beat Penn State. Like, what are you talking about? They're gritty and they've earned it. Like, there's no evidence of either of those things.
Penn State's defense is really good. I will give them credit for that. It's very, very good.
Agreed.
But I think they're earning some wins. Meanwhile, Michigan is just kicking people in the scrotum, walking off. They haven't been like tested. And here's the thing. I think if you change schedules, if Michigan had Ohio State's schedule, I'd be arguing the opposite for Michigan. I feel like Michigan's had such a cakewalk schedule. And look, SEC teams do. That's not like a Michigan rip.
Agreed.
But I feel like they haven't been tested in the trenches, like when it really matters. I feel like this Jim Harbaugh stuff's getting weird. It's getting strange. So there's off-field distraction stuff happening. There's just a lot of smoke and weirdness. And I feel like that, to me, the formula is, you've got a front-running, distracted team who hasn't been tested, who's beaten their rival 2 years in a row, and you have this team who has been tested. They're focused. They can't lose 3 years in a row to their arch rival, and I just feel like at the worst they're going to cover. At worst they're going to cover 100%.
All right, temporary tattoo bet then. Michigan versus worst is going to cover. Wait a minute.
I know, but I'm betting. I might
just went from a $1,000 bet to a hedge.
Well, I mean, if it's 1,000 overall, I'm going to bet on them to cover. But, you know, for a tattoo bet, I'll bet it for them to win straight up. I've never been more convinced of anything. And I can't wait. I want us to clip this.
We have our first temporary tattoo bet.
I don't want to clip this when I'm right. I want to clip this when Michigan wins by 30, because that's funny. It's just funny. You know, I know what funny is.
The fact, I mean, like, I get that you're liking Ohio State right now, but to call them gritty and say that they're earning wins, like, Michigan's going to play Penn State too. We'll see what happens.
For me, if I'm Ryan Day, it would be worth wiring Lou Holtz $1 million and being like, say something. Please, God, say something about us the day before. Make it nasty and disgusting.
Bring Mark May back. Both of you say something.
Do it, please.
All right, so now I'm going to sit NFL and college football because I don't know who's good. And for this very reason, Michigan distracted, Ohio State, Penn State, low scoring, interesting game. NFL's all over the place. College football is all over the place. Is parity? I'm sitting both leagues, if you will, in quotes. Is parity good or is it semi-obnoxious because we bet now?
It's obnoxious because we bet now. That's 100% what it is.
I didn't hardly bet this weekend because I was just like, I don't see anything that I like. So then you don't do it, right? I made a couple of bets, lost them all. Not a big deal. I'll win them back next weekend. World's evenest gambler. But there is so much parity in college and in pros right now that these two products, to me, are incredible. I know that the college is having a really good season from a watchability perspective compared to the NFL, which is just absolutely all over the place. But I like it both, man. So I'm sitting it because I can't get a feel for either of them at all. But I'm actually enjoying the visual product of it because of that.
Yeah, it's like I haven't been doing great at betting, so I've really peeled back. I've never been more interested in the college game. I've never had less of a handle on who's good in the NFL at all. This would be this if I was a lesser person. If I was a vengeful person, I would bring up, for example, I don't know, maybe like the Buffalo Bills. Are they good? Are they not? They win games they should. They lose games that they definitely should not. And I don't know what to do with them. And I think that's not just the Bills. That's, you know, I thought the Lions were good to go. And I don't know if both leagues are turning into big momentum leagues of like whoever's got the momentum, they're probably about to lose. You know, almost like the curse of Sports Illustrated back in the day when like people read Sports Illustrated, where it's like as soon as you got on the cover, it wasn't that there's an actual curse. It's just there's been such a buildup of momentum for you to be here that you can't contain it. And people are so hungry to take you down. That's kind of what it feels like.
Right. Madden curse as well. And I'll go ahead and do my cut here, which is Bill Belichick, because rumors came out. And this is not me taking a shot at you because you took a shot at the Bills. I already had it written down here. Bill Belichick supposedly signed a multi-year contract extension 4 months ago.
I saw that. Did that news come out yesterday or if I just missed that completely?
Yeah, it came out yesterday. Like,
stunning.
This has been going on for a while. Interesting that it got leaked right after the Bills win. Right after he gets 300, he's got a multi-year contract from 4 months ago. So you said that Bill Belichick will not be coaching that team next year.
It's not looking good for me. I'll be honest with you. That's not looking great right now.
And that's not why I brought it up. I already had it written down. Not because you brought up the Bills.
You know what? I don't even take that personally, my dog. I love accountability. I love it. I'm infused by it. So I'm glad.
I'm going to ask your honest opinion here. And I want you to be fair and balanced. I've always said you're like the Fox News of my friends. I've always said that. Wow.
That's the worst thing anyone's ever said to me.
I'm just kidding.
As I scroll down Mark Consuelos' IMDb to try, I'm trying to find someone he's played that's named Dave. And he's played Hiram, Juan, Mabel's dad, Hiram again. That's weird. Brad, Dr. Kane, Tio, Oscar.
He looks like a Brad.
He does look more like a Brad. I will say that. But literally not a Dave here. So I'm sorry. Please continue.
What do I do with the Bills at this point?
You just stay away. I think
I just need to stay with them.
What are you talking about? A fan? Or are you talking about a better?
I'm past betting on them. Okay. So fan.
Because I would say the game that they should win, don't bet on them to lose. The games where it's like the Dolphins or like the big, the Ravens, whatever the big matchup, bet on them to win. Because I think there's almost a little, this is going to sound, I don't mean this how it's going to sound, but there almost feels like a little Georgia to them. Where it's like they play down to level their competition, you know? And when it's like...
I'm loving this. This sounds great to me.
Ones on ones, you know? Like leader of the division or leader of the division, they're going to annihilate you. But when it's like Missouri at noon on a Saturday in November, it's like, oh my God, who wants to be here? You know what I mean?
I just like them so much, but they're clearly something's going on. And I don't know if it's like the Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen preseason of it all, and like that's coming to fruition. But they look like a completely different team week to week. It's insane.
It really is.
And the Patriots are so bad. And they finally played a good game.
That's sad for the Patriots that they had so much going for them. And it still was like, oof, they probably should have lost, you know, there at the end. But testament to them, you know, shouts to them. But stay away from the Bills. They're trouble.
I'm not betting them, but I'm still a fan. I just love Josh so much. What is your cut?
My cut is the fact that Dave Consuelos has never played Dave. I've gotten to a whole list. Bo, Morty. He's played a guy named Morty, okay? But he's never played Dave. That's absurd.
Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you manifest into the world, use some of that luck that you love, that get him onto the show Dave? That's proximity. That's close enough.
That's incredible. That's a great call. That's a really great call.
He'd be good on that show, too.
Do we know he hasn't been? I don't know that he hasn't. So it's 50-50. Maybe that's where I got it from. He's from his star-turning role on Dave. He's just so good-looking, though. It would be strange to see someone that good-looking on Dave. You know?
I know, but that's where Lil Dicky would be so funny with him to like play that up. And like he'd be like, hey, man, you're so good-looking. And then just like riff off of that for a minute.
I love it.
That'd be good.
I think that's trademarked. So please get to our representatives if you want to use that. Dave, producers. I'm going to cut people just like really, you know, shrieking and ripping their clothes in mourning of the brotherly shove. I don't know why everyone's so up in arms about it. Everyone's so like offended. Their aesthetics, their morality, their sensibilities, the spirit of the game, all of it's been violated, which I don't know. Have you watched football from like the 1930s? Like it was as primitive as it could get. And the brotherly shove would have looked like a reverse flea flicker compared to some of the things they were doing back then. But it's kind of like the Wildcat. Like, just stop it. If you don't like it, just stop it. And I don't know what else to tell you. Or everyone start doing it and everyone be successful at it and like really grind down the game to a halt. Because to me, I kind of would like to challenge the Eagles and I'd be like, build the whole plane out of the brotherly shove. For one half, build the whole plane out of it and just run it every single time. And you can have multiple quarterbacks in there. So Jalen Hurts isn't getting crushed and Jason Kelce isn't getting crushed every single play. But try it for the whole half and let's see what happens.
Put a middle linebacker in there.
I love it. I love it. I do want to see offensive football really grind to a halt and then make a point and just be like, we're running this every single play. Can you stop it? And we're going to get 3 yards, 3.5 yards a clip.
It has reverse grinded to a halt with all the throwing and the offense and the production and the Mike McDaniel of it all. Like it's gone crazy. Mm-hmm. Drew Brees, Matt Stafford, like these are people that have thousands and thousands and thousands of yards of passing and air raid and all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So why can't we do a little brotherly shoving, a little tush push? Like what's the actual problem with it? It happens all the time. Like I've mentioned before, when there's somebody's got momentum, the running back's got momentum, and then they're starting to be tackled, people come and, you know, the offensive linemen come and just tackle him, you know, forward.
Yeah.
Like this idea has been going on for a while. And if anybody's not going to like it, it's obviously going to be me as a Notre Dame fan. I don't know how I always make things about Notre Dame, but when Reggie Bush pushed Matt Leinart and they scored in college at that time, it was illegal to do that.
Yep.
But alas, here we are. Okay. So it's not illegal. I don't understand what the ho-hum is about this. Like it's just pushing forward. Like that's a lot of what running the ball in football is.
I do like there was that clip of the high school game where someone like backflipped over the line and they're like, that's how we
Troy
beat
Polamalu
it.
Did.
This is how we beat it every time. And like,
do that.
I don't know athletically you could replicate that every play, but sure. Like I love the try, you know?
You know what though? You start doing those flips in there and people start getting kicked in the chin a little bit and then maybe they're going to stop running at every play. But I do think that Philadelphia, like you said, an entire half I feel is aggressive, my opinion. I think that they should do an entire drive of just that.
Just
play.
Brotherly shoves. I feel like that would be such a tone check and the Philadelphia fans would go ballistic for it. They would absolutely eat that up. Well, you know,
ballistic might be a little aggressive, but it is Philadelphia. Sure. So
they would consume
are.
It with a spoon happily, you know? So, I don't know. I want people to chill a big one on that. Okay. Well, I think that's it for Starts to Cut this week. I feel like it's going to be a good week. I have a couple good things lined up this week. I'm excited for us to talk next week. Apologies that we didn't get to record last week. But hopefully everybody listened to our Survivor preview and they were so hypnotized by it that they wanted to listen to all of our recaps, which I do really enjoy. I think we're doing a good job of breaking down.
Again, I still like the cast. I know I'm keep finding more and more places that tell me I'm in the minority on this season 45 cast, yeah. But I enjoy it.
Yeah, there's something, that's for sure. We do talk about that every single, usually it's on Fridays after the episode airs, so make sure you're getting that. Just go to KnoxReport.com, you can listen to those. But as always, I'm Knox, he's Jason, we'll see you next time.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.